This is the Forex Q&A podcast. This is VP, professional Forex prop trader here in the United States. And this is the podcast where I answer Forex trading questions that viewers want to know. And how do I know what viewers want to know? Well, they ask me. They go to nononsenseforex.com, hit the Ask VP tab, and on that little contact form, you ask me whatever you want. As long as it's Forex trading related and I haven't answered it already, I will get back to you within 48 hours, way more often than not. And if you like, there's a little box there you can check that says, I want my question on an episode of the Forex Q&A podcast. And that's how we create our shows, through your questions. Now, far more often than not, what's so great about the answers I give you is these answers are not your common stock answers you are going to get from most people who are out there on YouTube or on Twitter or anywhere on the internet as far as Forex trading goes. Most information out there is consistently terrible. If you have any chance of really winning in this industry, you need to go outside conventional thinking. Over 99% of all Forex traders never get to where they really want to be. And this constant sea of conventional thinking, telling you to do the same 15 to 20 things over and over again, is what leads to this number being so high. If you would like to vault yourself into that fraction of a percent that can actually get beyond this, this is the podcast for you, because these answers you're not going to find anywhere else. Most of these people online don't trade for a living. They're not able to. They can't get to that level. They're instructors. They're news reporters. And they're very good at doing those things. But if you want information from somebody who has actually gotten there and you want to get there too, this is the podcast for you. Now, the question here in episode 3 I love. And as always, I'm not just going to throw an answer out there and don't back it up. Everything I say, whether it's on the YouTube channel, No Nonsense Forex, whether it's on the blog, nononsenseforex.com, or here on the podcast, I always back it up with everything I possibly can. And the reason I do that, well, I mean, there's a couple reasons. One is to qualify what I'm saying. Two, a lot of times when I give an answer to somebody, there's a little bit of shock and disbelief that goes on with the answer, because either A, it's not what they wanted to hear, or B, it's not what they expected to hear, or C, both. So just like a good lawyer would, I try to take that answer and go point by point and explain to you why I feel the way I do and why I think it's the right way to go. So here on episode 2, let's go ahead and get right into the question. Thomas from the Netherlands asked this question. And by the way, you can put your city on there too. Thomas did not. I will give your city and your country some love here on the podcast if you like. But he asks, which is the best time frame to trade Forex? I want the best chance of winning. So by time frame, if you're not familiar, on most charting platforms, you can trade the 5-minute chart, the 15, the 30, the 1 hour, 4 hour, daily, weekly, monthly. Just depends on what charting platform you have, but those are the most common. And I like what he said at the very end. He says the best chance of winning. Yeah, you hear me use this terminology a lot too, winning and losing. I don't know what he meant by winning, but I can tell you what I mean. I don't mean win a trade, win, have a plus money day or week or session or anything like that. When I say winning, and I ask you, are you winning in Forex? What I mean is, are you making consistent profit over and over to the point where you go long term and you look 12 months after you started, or 12 months after you really started keeping track? Are you at a consistent clip percentage wise to where you can trade real money and make a good living off that, or at least just a living to where you don't have to work a job anymore? Or are you trading at a good enough clip to where somebody can see this and say, wow, I want to hire that person and bring them on my team? Or to a lesser degree, are you increasing and improving at a good enough clip to where you're going to get there soon? That's winning. If you're the type of trader who just wants to do this as a hobby, that's fine. But almost everybody I talk to in a perfect world loves Forex so much, just like I do, that they would love nothing more than just to be able to do this exclusively. And so that's where I'm trying to get you. And that's where my answer to this question is hopefully going to get you one day. So my answer is, and it's not even close, the best time frame to trade Forex if you really want to win consistently is the daily chart. And again, it is not even close. Now, if you hate my answer, don't worry. Stick with me. I'm going to extend an olive branch to some of you who like to scalp and use smaller timeframes, but I'm going to save it till the end. Let me explain why first. I believe more than anything that the daily chart is the far superior chart to trade when you're trading Forex. There's really 4 main reasons. I'll start with the first one. These are really in no particular order, but really the one I like the most is on the daily chart, everything you use, every technical tool you use, works better and more consistently on the daily chart than any other chart out there. If you guys know my background, you know that every single day after work, I would come home and test one, two, sometimes three or four indicators over and over on every time frame, on every currency pair, on all different levels until I found something that either worked or I saw enough cases where it didn't work that I would throw it away and move on. And if there was one constant in all of this research, is that every single time, the daily chart turned out more consistent results than anything else. Even if you're using horrible tools like trend lines or the RSI indicator, they work better on the daily than they do anywhere else. In other words, trades win more often. Now, that being the case, why would you deviate from that ever? Why would you not want to stack the deck as much in your favor as humanly possible? And don't worry, I already know the answer for most of you. And that answer is you like that quick money. You like the thrill. You like being on top of the market, the day trading aspect of things. And that's fine. You do you. But I'm telling you right now, if you want the best chance of winning, which is what Thomas is asking me, the daily chart is far superior to everything else in this regard. Now, the second reason that the daily chart is the far superior time frame to use is you don't have to be a slave to the markets. You get your time back. You get your life back. I cannot remember the last time I spent more than 10 or 15 minutes trading currencies on any given day. I alluded to this in episode one. You guys know, I live in Las Vegas, which is on Pacific Standard Time, and the end of the trading day is 2 p.m. Usually right before 2 p.m., I turn on my charts, I look at all the currency pairs, and the little algorithm, the little system I put together tells me one of three things. Make a trade, manage a trade I'm already in, or do nothing and move on. And that's what I do. And then I'm done. And then I go screw off and do whatever I want after that. So for those of you trading the 5-minute chart, the 15-minute chart, because you want to get in and get out and make that really quick money, know this. You're trading a lot longer than I am. How quick is that money really? And for a lot of you who do scalp, who do use those lower time frames, you know this as well as I do. The market doesn't always start moving when you think it's going to. So there can be a lot of waiting. And sometimes there's days where the market just never gets off the ground. So you did all that waiting for nothing. I am so glad those days are over for me. A Forex trader's life can either be nerve-wracking and horrible, or it can be blissful and wonderful and rewarding. The choice is yours. Now, I could really just stop there. Those two reasons, the fact that everything works better and you win more often, and that you can knock it all out in 10, 15 minutes a day and just get on with your life, I could easily stop there, but I'm going to keep going. I'm going to give you more reasons why the daily chart is so superior to everything else. Reason number three, news events matter a lot less to you than they did before. Holy shit, how great is that? Now, what do I mean by this? Well, if you're trading smaller time frames, even news events on particular currencies that don't even have a lot of significance can knock you out of your trade instantly if they don't go your way. Or, we've all seen this before, the news event was actually in your favor, but for some reason the banks decided to take the opposite way, even though the news event was good. And then you're sitting there scratching your head after a losing trade. It's a really helpless feeling, and I decided a long time ago, if I can get those feelings out of my trading, it's going to be a lot better. It's going to be a lot less to worry about, because I really don't have any control over those news events. I like things I can control, and I will never have full control over this market. But what I like about it so much, and the reason I've chosen to make a career out of this, is because Forex trading is such a rare combination of things that I can actually somewhat control the outcome of. Can you do that in stock trading? Not really. Can you do that in gambling? No. Can you do that in sports betting? No. But if you do it right, you can have some measure of control in Forex trading. So why wouldn't you do that? And you do that by eliminating the things that you can't control. And eliminating these small to medium news events is a great way to do that. And even as far as the bigger ones go, get this. If you're technically, on a technical level, going the correct way, long or short, in a particular currency pair, even if a bigger news event does not go your way, you can absorb it. Meaning that more often than not, if your technical analysis is right, and let's just say the price of the pound dollar was supposed to be going shorter, and you just receive some negative news on the dollar, a lot of times it's not going to hit your stop loss. And then in a very short amount of time, maybe even the very next daily candle, it's going to start going your way again. To where if you were trading a 15-minute, 30-minute, or even a 1 or 4-hour chart, and negative news came out on the dollar on a pretty big news event, you'd be wiped out. News events are killers. And if you can find a way to avoid most of them and be able to sidestep most of them, you're halfway there. I barely follow Forex news, and I always have my Forex calendar right there handy, so if any really big news events are coming up in a particular currency pair, I can make sure that I'm not in the market when it happens, or at the very least not in that pair. And trading the daily chart exclusively allows me to do that. And if that's not enough, reason number 4, and if you've watched my video on YouTube about the big banks, you will understand this. The big banks of the world, the people who are responsible for moving price up and down, employ traders that go to work every day for the purpose of moving the market against the popular side to knock those orders out and put that money back into their pockets so they can redistribute it back in the market and make price go up or down. They do this over and over every single day. Now, that being said, which traders do you think they fuck with more? The 15-minute chart traders or the daily chart traders? It's the 15-minute chart traders, by far, for a lot of reasons. One, there's a lot more of them, and they're trading all the time, which means there's an endless supply of traders out there for the banks to take from. It's the same reason why Vegas makes most of their money, or Vegas casinos make most of their money on slot machines, because there's always people there pulling that lever, hitting that button over and over and over again, regardless of how much they're actually wagering. And if you can avoid being on the radar of the big banks, that's one less thing out there that can ruin your trade. So not only does everything work better on the daily chart, not only can you get everything done in 10 to 15 minutes and be done with your day and live your life, you have less news events to ruin your trade, and you have less influence from the big banks to ruin your trade. These are 4 reasons, 4 gigantic reasons to trade the daily chart exclusively. There are traders out there, you might even be one of them, that are shying away from trading this market because you feel like you have to be on your computer on top of the market all the time every day. And you just don't have the time to commit to that. Well, good news. The correct answer was the daily chart the whole time. The correct answer was 15 minutes a day, and that's all you got to do. And I hope I've convinced a number of you to either make that switch or start the right way from the very beginning of your trading career. Now, I did say at the beginning of the podcast that I would extend an olive branch to those of you who are lunatics and love trading the 5, 15, 30-minute chart. And my message to you is this. You can do both. Meaning, if you want to do that intraday trading, do it. Set up another profile on your charting software just for daily trades. Duplicate all of the currency pairs you trade now with the system and the tools you have on your charts, and just set them all on the daily time frame, and then trade that the same way you would a 15-minute chart. I will bet you that over time, your daily chart trading is going to outperform your intraday chart trading. But if you got something going really good on your 15-minute chart and your 30-minute chart, keep doing it. Just do it my way too. Double dip. If some is good, more is better. And if you guys like my approach to trading, if you want to trade more like I do, but you still want to trade intraday, you can do that too. Everything I tell you is going to work on every time frame. It is just going to work on the daily chart better. So for your scalpers out there, your intraday traders, don't despair. I hope you see it my way over time, but it's okay if you don't. When I say to you, don't use the RSI indicator, use this instead, you can easily do that on the 15-minute chart too and see instant results. Now, before we wrap this up, I did not mention the weekly chart. That's a longer time frame than the daily chart, right? So it's got to work better, right? No, I don't use the weekly chart at all. And to find out why, check out the blog at nononsenseforex.com. I kind of gloss over that. It's towards the very bottom. You can just scroll down and see. But if you're sitting there wondering why I didn't mention the weekly, that's going to be your reason why. My goal is to keep this podcast under 15 minutes for you so you can go about your day and start trading. And that's what I intend to do. So hit the subscribe button, give us a like on iTunes, and nononsenseforex.com is pretty much mission central for everything you're ever going to possibly need. And I add to it all the time. New podcast every week, new videos every week, new blogs every week. So as we cross that 15-minute mark, I want you to take the things that I've told you and go attack that market this week. Go with confidence. and go get it.